Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the Word at Noon. So happy to have each and every one of you all. Know that because of grace, as far as God is concerned, you're worthy. He saw you. He saw what you were.
No matter what other folks say, no matter what other people see,
he thought you was worthy.
I can be more. I can tell everyone.
Pastor Bell, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Praise God. He thought I was to die. Yes. And in Ephesians 4, in King James 1-6, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of your vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling. one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you. Amen. I want to thank God for his perfect and extraordinary, magnificent plan that he had for us. I want to thank him for covering all bases in every situation. I thank God for today, this broadcast, and those who are reaching out to God and seeking him on a spiritual level. I pray that God will continue to open up our hearts and our minds to all things are above and all things are spiritual. For those who are in these high offices to make decisions for millions of people, I pray that he could touch their spirit and bring them around to an understanding that we're all one body. I pray for those who are suffering, those who are sick, those of us who ask us to pray for them, and those who are not in their right mind. I bind up anything that tries to come in between this broadcast and anything that gets in either of my pastor's path to distract them from what they love so much, and that is the Word of God. Pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. I thank God for your beautiful prayer. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she can get us started. Kind of want to pick up where we left off yesterday, and after everyone do this Thankful Thursday, well, if there's room, we'll finish it, and if not, we'll finish it tomorrow. But just want to remind everyone today is Thankful Thursday. 1 Thessalonians 5, he says, in everything give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So I'm just happy to be able to give God thanks. And I tell you, it's a, whew, when I tell you God's grace is amazing, it's just awesome. But I just don't want to get started. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll go ahead on and get us started, because I'm fired up. Believe me, I'm doing everything possible to hold it. So I'm trying to hold it in the road. Come on, Pastor Bill. Get us started.
God bless you. God, and God bless each and every one that is on the broadcast today, and thanking God for the song, thanking God for the prayer. Evangelist Sharon prayed. Amen. And you know that song is my testimony. He thought we was worth saving. He cleaned us up inside. And he kept us. He saved us. He thought we was worth saving. And he thought it was worth enough to die for. And, you know, and now we are whole. He said, thank God we are free. Amen. That's just some of the song, you know.
And the scripture
I'd like to share coming from Ephesians 5 and verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank God for all his many blessings. We thanking him for his word. We thanking God that the word has changed our lives, make us want to live according to God's word. And we just thank and praise God because he's awesome. He is an awesome God, for lack of a better word. And I just love the Lord. And I just continue to pray one for another as you continue to pray for me. God bless.
Amen. The next person, anyone else, want to press one? We'll let you in. Hallelujah. Hey, Evangelist Sharon, while they making up their mind, you like to have anything else to say?
Yes, on Thankful Thursday, I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for the Lord cleaning me up inside, and I'm not saying I'm finished, my work in progress. But I know where I came from, so I know the miracles and the things that he's done for me that that people can't believe or don't understand how it happened. And I know exactly how it happened, the grace of God, and I'm truly thankful for it. And I'm thankful for the good and the bad. I'm not just thankful for all the good things. I'm also thankful for the bad, traumatic, the tumultuous things that I went through, because I would not know my Lord if I hadn't been there. I wouldn't know him so plain, like the nose on my face. So I am truly thankful for anything that has happened to me, because without the bad, you can't appreciate the good. So you wouldn't know what good is. You wouldn't have no comparison. But I'm thankful for this broadcast. I'm thankful for Pastor Beasley, who is so diligent and so committed to the Lord. And thankful that at one point he needed a reader and it changed my whole life. I can't even find a word to express. I just feel like thankful and gratitude is not enough. But I'm truly thankful for this podcast and his diligence and commitment to the Lord. I'm thankful for Pastor Bell and her soothing soul, spirit, and loving heart and dedicated to the Lord as well. Because without these two, I can't even imagine. So I'm truly thankful for that. And I'm thankful for everybody who tuned into the broadcast, who speak about the broadcast, who tell people about the broadcast. And I'm thankful for, most of all, my spiritual health. Amen.
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 Amen. Anyone else? Want to press one. Hallelujah. Just press one and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Also, we want you all to know that one of the things we've been dealing with is desiring. I should back up further than that. But yesterday we were talking about desiring the pure word of God as newborn babes, so you can grow in grace. We have to grow, people. We have to grow up in grace. Yeah, and we've been talking about some of the things you do to grow. And we talked about exercise. We talked about being in the word of God. Yesterday, one of the things that we talked about, we should desire the sincere milk of the word. And I just thank God for all of you all. Before I get started on that, I was just trying to see if anybody else wanted to have any more comments. Anyone, you've got something to be thankful for as far as the word of God is concerned before we go any farther. Anyone, just press one. And we've been talking all week about God's grace. Not only it's amazing, but if you're to grow in grace, just you don't get grace and stop growing. A lot of times folks get the grace of God and boom, they stop. No, we got to grow in grace. And that's what we've been talking about this week. So if anyone else, before we get started again, just press one. We'll give you the opportunity. And I thank God for you, Evangelist Sharon, because I thank God for the growth in your life, and I especially thank God for Pastor, because she is so, I tell you, if there was a woman of God that's on it, she's on it. She just flows right through the word of God. She just know how to, I don't know, I don't even have the right words. She just know how to articulate her words to certain people, and they've called me and said some things, and I just thank God for her sweet, loving spirit. And that brings us to where we're at today. You know, we were talking, if you should desire the word of God, if you're going to grow, you got to grow in love. So yesterday we were talking about growing in love. and we mentioned about 10 things, and we stopped on, I believe it was Ephesians 4 and 15. You got to share without pretending. If you're going to grow in love, don't pretend. Either you love or you don't. There's no 50, 50, 60, 40, 80, 20. You either going to love like God said to love or you're not.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
Amen.
So, Ephesians 4 and 15, let's go back there, please. No one else. It's Thankful Thursday. Ephesians 4 and verse 15.
Yeah. In the King James, it reads, "But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even in Christ." Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, not that you ever quit praying and thinking about me. You just had no chance to show it. Oh, one second. I'm in the wrong book. Have mercy. I'm going to have to save that and go back. I'm sorry. Okay. 4:15. I have to go back. That was in Philippians. I apologize. Okay. God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth, and tell it in love. Like Christ in everything, we take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. Amen.
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 Christ is the truth. John 14:6. So he don't operate with your feelings. He operate on truth. And if you're going to have true love, you're going to have to start operating in truth. And the Holy Spirit, who is pretty much guides the church that we know about, I'm talking about the organism, not the organization. He guides the organism, and not so much the organization. So let me be clear with this. When I tell you that truth is directed by the Holy Spirit or to the church, I'm talking about the Spirit of truth. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit directs the church with the Spirit of truth. See? John 16:13, for those that keep it note. Satan, by contrast, is the father of lies. John 8:44. He don't want the truth. You deal with people who don't want the truth, they have the spirit of Satan. See? But God wants us to grow up. Grown folks deal with truth. It is what it is. You know, your baby got a rash, and you see it, and you go like, you know what? That ain't what it is. Not the truth doesn't matter. That's what it is. So you either do two things. You either take that baby to the doctor, get some homemade remedy or something, some cream, or you start praying real fast. You can't ignore the fact that it's a rash. That's all I'm trying to tell you. It's the truth. So a lot of times we have to deal with truth, people. As followers of Christ, we must be committed to truth. Can I say that one more time? As followers of Christ, and you declaring and decree that you got truth in you, then you have to operate in truth. You have no other choice.
Amen. Yeah.
This means both our words should be honest, and our action should reflect Christ. And I tell you, we should speak truth in love. That's what I was talking about, Pastor. He has this way of articulating words. She gonna tell the truth now. She gonna tell it. But she just has this way of, and I'm praying to God let me grow in that area. Another way that we can grow in love is Philippians 2:14. Philippians 2:14. Learn to enjoy without always complaining. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's another way you know you're grown. See, I want to talk to grown folks today. You're a baby, this meat may be too deep for you, maybe too heavy for you. I want to talk to grown folks.
Amen.
That can deal with some meat. Chew on.
Right.
This ain't no milk today. This straight meat.
Right.
If you're going to be grown, if you're going to grow in grace, you're going to have to, A, stop pretending that you're a Christian. And,
come
B,
on, Pam.
Enjoy without complaining. Philippians 2 and 5:14, please.
Yes, it reads as follows. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Do everything readily and cheerfully. No bickering. No second in this quad line. And populated society. Provide people with a glimpse of good living and of living and of the living God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Without complaining. And you're going to grow in love. You got to learn to trust without wavering. You know, you just, you're going to trust God. You know, you're going to trust what He's given you. You're going to trust who you are in Him. You got to do it without wavering. Okay?
Amen.
So, is it in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians? Let's look at 1 Corinthians
13:7. Okay. In the King James, it reads as follows, 1 Corinthians 13:7. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, love never quits. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swell head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't grovel when others grovel, take pleasure in flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trust God always, always look for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Amen.
Amen.
I love
that.
See, that's what love does. So when you grow up, that becomes your attitude. That becomes your who you are now.
Yeah.
You know, that's who you are. When you begin to trust and begin to grow up in love. You come to this kind of knowledge, you know, once you grow up in love. So I'm saying, when you talk about growing in grace, remember the grace is the word of God. You have to grow in that kind of knowledge.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Knowing that love never comes to an end. Love doesn't stop.
Amen.
It's a gift. It's a characteristic that God put in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Come on, Pastor.
We got to start speaking in love language. Love language is what Christ would speak.
That's right. That's right.
You know, but we still got time to do one more. And but we were trying to finish up what we had started yesterday. The last two, I guess, would be forgiving without pushing. And that's in Colossians 3:13. Colossians 3:13. We may stay over a couple minutes. Colossians 3:13.
The King James reads, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Amen.
Amen. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgives you, and regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Amen.
Yes. Love is a garment for you. You got to always do that through the grace of God. And just like God had grace on your life, remember, grace has to be found in you. I know we got to go, but, well, we'll pick it up tomorrow. But just like God found grace in Mary, God has to find grace in us. He found grace in Nora. God want to find grace in you. Want to find grace in you. Want to find grace in me. So we got to operate in that kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of grace. I mean, go ahead on and forgive them. That don't mean you have to be in their face every day, but you can forgive them and move on. And let them know that his love is still there. You know, you don't say, well, okay, that's not the way it works either.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up in love. Meanwhile, y'all, be safe, and thank you so much.